In heutiger Seder wird erzählt, this week's parasha tells us, Yosef hat aufgestellt seine zwei Söhne Ephraim und Manasseh, how Yosef placed his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, for Yaakov, before Yaakov, as is also mentioned, that he should give them a bracha. Had Yaakov arugelig sein rechte hand auf Ephraim, so Yaakov crossed over his hands. Yosef put them in an order that the Manasseh should be on Yaakov's right, because he was the older one, and Ephraim should be on his left. But Yaakov crossed his hands, and he put his right hand on Ephraim's head, was a linker hand of Manasseh, and his left hand on Manasseh. Then Yosef does the zen. So when Yosef saw what he did, is vayeda be'enav. This did not appeal to Yosef that he should do it that way. Vayemer Yosef loviv. So Yosef said to his father, loikein avi. That's not how to do it, O father. Kizem Manasseh b'chayir sim yemincha al reishay, because this one, meaning Manasseh, is the older one. Put your right hand on his head. Had Yaakov geemfert, Yaakov answered, Yedaiti b'ni yedaiti. Yes, I know that he's the older one. Gam hu, he also will be great. V'ulam achiv akad yigdol mimenu, but his younger brother Ephraim will be greater than him. V'yasem es Ephraim lefnei Manasseh, and he situated Ephraim before Manasseh. In other words, he put him ahead of Manasseh. So we have to understand about this. Das was a bechir bakumt agresser bracha bi'alander kinder. This that a bechir gets a greater blessing than the rest of the children is the farvasak bechir hot in zicha meile v'chshivas. The reason is because a bechir has a certain quality and importance l'gabe the ander kinder in comparison to the other children. Hein vibald as Ephraim is gresser b'meile v'menasheh. So if, as Yaakov said, Ephraim is really greater than Manasseh, as he said, the younger brother will become greater than the older. Favoshe is milmailo oizgestalt gevarnas Manasseh zazayin the bechayil of Ephraim. So then why did Hashem organize it in such a way that Manasseh should be the oldest born, the bechayil? Then he should have made Ephraim the oldest one, and he should be the, since he is the greater one, he should have been the firstborn. Is the fun gedrungen, so from this we can understand as trotz dem was achiv hakad nigel v'menah, that although notwithstanding the fact that the younger one Ephraim will be greater, is abadah ma'ile Manasseh l'gabe Ephraim, there is still a certain quality that Manasseh has that Ephraim doesn't have. Umetzad oder ma'ile is de b'chir fun Yosef, and because of this quality that Manasseh possesses, that's why he was the b'chir of Yosef. Nor b'shaychus sebirchus Yaakov, but as it pertains vis-a-vis the bracha of Yaakov, is wichtig der inyan velcher Ephraim is hechav of Manasseh. To that issue, what was more important and more relevant was the greatness that Ephraim has, rather than the greatness of Manasseh. When the ribbe v'yosef is Ephraim lufnei Manasseh, therefore, in regards to the bracha, Yaakov put his right hand on Ephraim because his quality, his importance, was what was relevant to the bracha. Manasseh had a quality that was relevant to being the bechayr of Yosef, but it didn't pertain to the bracha of Yaakov. Noch haninyan adem, another matter on this idea. Bigeret merer amol, as discussed many times, is by tzaddikim befrat by the avos v'shvatim, by tzaddikim, especially tzaddikim like the avos and the shvatim, nitshayich ken toros chas v'sholem. It's not possible to say that they made a mistake. They didn't understand the situation properly. Especially those things which they did which are recorded in the Torah of truth. So certainly the way they did it and the way they expected it are the truth. That is how it needs to be. And since Torah is there to teach us a way of life, is this, so that which a tzaddik, one of the shvatim or one of the others does or says in the Torah, is not just merely he happens to be correct, but it also is a lesson to us. We need to know how to act in our lives based on that as well. The fun is moving, so from this we understand as Yosef, Tainik Yizah B'chayr Sim Yimin Chal Reishai. So Yosef's position that this is the Bechor, Menashe is the Bechor, and therefore put your right hand on his head is Nishgivan Belar Hadgahat Atos Chas Hasholim. It's not because he made a mistake, he misread the situation, Chas Hasholim. And didn't understand that Ephraim would be greater than him. Nor it's only because Yosef was of the opinion that the quality that Menashe has, and it's because of that quality, as we said, that Menashe was the Bechair, that he held that Menashe's quality was even greater and more important than Ephraim's quality, and therefore he's the one that should get the greater bracha. Thus haste, in other words, as beide inyonim, that both of these things, sai dosas Yosef had gehalten as the milo from Menashe is hecha, both the opinion that Yosef had, which is that the quality that Menashe had was greater, and sai Yaakov shita, also Yaakov's opinion as Ephraim is hecha, that Ephraim is greater, sai nenem is both of them are true. Mitzad inyonim abedosas shul Yosef is Menashe Hecher. What this means only is that from the way Yosef had his Seder Avodah, the way he served Hashem, for his service of Hashem, Menashe's quality was greater. And the way Yaakov did his Avodah, in his world, Ephraim is greater. When the Far Zetman, and therefore we see, as Benegeyet Tzivul Yosef Yulat Shnei Bonim is Abacher Menashe, that as far as to Yosef were born two children, Menashe was the Bechair. In Yosef's world, Menashe is the Bechair. Was in Bechair state, and Koyach, Av, Merbi, and the other kinder, as we said, that in the Bechair, the influence of the father is greater, or the qualities of the father are expressed more in the Bechair, more than the other children. Mashenkin is a Yachas to Yaakov. However, when it came to their relationship with Yaakov, Shnei Banecha Liheim, Yaakov said that your two children, he said to Yosef, they are going to be considered like my children, not like my grandchildren, but directly my children. And what was the order that he put them? Ephraim and Menashe, ki Reuben and Shimon Yuli. Ephraim and Menashe would be like Reuben and Shimon. So he put Ephraim far Menashe. Yaakov put Ephraim before Menashe. Eris Kiruvim Bechair Yaakov, because Ephraim is like the Ruvain, which is the Bechair of Yaakov. So we see in the Psukim also expressed that Menashe was Yosef's Bechair, so to speak, and Ephraim was Yaakov's Bechair. Dem Chilut Sush Menashe and Ephraim, this difference between Menashe and Ephraim, and Oich Vider Ilui from Menashe is Shaykh to Yosef and from Ephraim to Birchus Yaakov, and also the difference that the equality in which Menashe was greater, that's something that relates to Yosef, and the quality in which Ephraim was greater is more connected to Yaakov, at least to the bracha of Yaakov. That mefashtein from the unterschieds in Zeir and Emet will understand the difference in what their qualities are and how they pertain to Yosef and Yaakov from their names themselves. Beide nemen Menashe al shem kinashane lekim eskol amaliv eskol beis avi. Both names also include Menashe. Why was he called Menashe? As the pasuk says, because Hashem dislocated me from my father's home. Or in the simple translation, that Hashem made me forget all of my troubles, my past troubles, and my whole family from back home. And Ephraim was called Al Shem Ki Yifrane Elokim Be'eretz Ani, because Hashem allowed me to flourish in the land of my pain. In other words, in Mitzrayim. Both those names, Drikn Ois, the Gefilm was the Yerida in Mitzrayim, Hat Arizgur of my Yosef, and they both express the feelings that Yosef experienced because of his having gone down to Mitzrayim. Now, yet the nomen is a Fakerte Kotzer, but each name expresses the opposite emotion. The name Menashe, Dermont Yosef, and Osnashani, Beis Avi. The name Menashe reminds Yosef of his father's home, as a gefinzich in an ort, was machta wegspringen und vergessen Beis Avi. What it called out in him was a feeling that when I am in Mitzrayim, it causes me to be dislocated and to forget my father's home, what I grew up with. In other words, is drikt oisa sein chuke, it expresses his longing, nicht zu vergessen, that he shouldn't forget, nor zu sein verbunden mit Beis Avi, that he wants to be connected to his father's home. He was bemoaning that he was dislocated and forgot his father's home. He wanted to be connected to his father's home. Dakegn Ephraim, on the other hand, Ephraim, Ephrani Elokim Be'eretz Onyi, which expresses that Hashem allowed him to flourish in Mitzrayim, is Hashem Avodah, he thanks Hashem, of them Ilu V'Yisr Nefrani, on the things that he reached and he was able to accomplish, but which is expressed by the word Ephrani, was in Givor Mitzrayim, what he was able to accomplish and that he was able to grow in Mitzrayim. So Menashe expresses his longing for his home, his father's home. Ephraim expresses that he was successful in Mitzrayim. Die zwei Inyan, was eine verbunden mit den zwei Fanim in der Avoida von Aiden Be'eretz Onyi in Golus. And these two types of Avoida, or these feelings express, they signify the two types of Avoida that a Yid has to go through in Golus. Ein Eifen is one method, one approach to Golus is Horvet of Nishtuba Virktveren von sein Sviva. A Yid works hard not to become influenced by the environment that he lives in, the environment of Golus. Doch bleiben zugebunden mit Beis Avi, by remaining connected, always remembering where he comes from, the Matzavi is given far the Yirid in Golus, the situation as it was before Golus. At the Munzer Keseder as a Gefinzich in a Matzav, was macht vergessen Beis Avi. He is always aware, always cognizant of the fact that I find myself in a place which is trying to pull me away from my memories of my father's home. Und das Poel, das ist auch nicht vergessen, and because he's aware of this, he works very hard not to allow it to happen, to always remember where I come from. A zweiter Eifen is another approach is, Er is, und sein Avoide is, in Eretz Yoni. I find myself, and my Avoide is meant to be carried out in the place of Golus. In the Mechayshach HaGolus, Biz, in an Eifen, as by M is Nishto, if a Zoifel, there's a Koran from Beis Avi. And it even reaches a point where it's important that I don't remember, I don't go back to my memories of old, and I work in the situation that I am in now. Und dorten Horaveter, and in the place where I am now, that's where I put in my efforts. The purpose is to illuminate the darkness in which I am now with the light of Kedusha. And because I bring a greater light to the darkness that I'm in, this allows me to become more illuminated as well. It elevates me to a new level. Until, as expressed by what Yosef said, Hashem allowed me to flourish dafke in the place of my pain. In other words, it's only because I'm in Golus that I'm able to flourish and to reach a higher level even than when I was in the place of my father. So the Ifrani, the second approach is, we don't have to work so much with the past. We have to deal with the present and the future. We have to deal with the Cheshach HaGolus, and this is where our Aveda is meant to be carried out, and there's more to be gained here, and therefore I also can grow to a higher level because of the Golus. Dalit. Dose de Tam, Favos Ephraim is Yigdol Memenu, and that's the reason why Ephraim is going to be greater for Menashe. Val the Tachlis Ha'ilui from the Yerida in Mitzrayim, because what was the ultimate purpose of going down to Mitzrayim, and Golus Bechlau, and in a general sense, Evi Golus? Is Yerida Tzarech Aliyah, the purpose is that you have to go down a level in order to be able to grow to a higher level than you were before. Hechavi Kedem Yerida, higher than before you went down. Nish Nor, then Nish Vagesen Beis Avi. Not that the preoccupation of Golus should be not to forget what I had in the past, because then you get stuck in the past, and that's, you can't go higher than you were in the past. the main purpose of Golus is Narbe Ikitsu Uftan in Golus. The main reason that we went to Golus is in order to be able to accomplish something with the Golus, something greater than we had before. As a result, Sukumana Yisra in Durdere Yeride, Franel Kimberetzani, that there should be a new level should be reached as a result of having gone down and get down into Golus, which is expressed by the words, Ifrani Lakim Beretzoni, Hashem allows me to flourish in the place of the Golus. Le'idach is Menashe the Bechor. That's the greatness of Ephraim. On the other hand, Menashe is the firstborn. Valin Leida Vizgalus. Because in the birthright, in the birth order, in other words, the way things are revealed to us, the way things are on the surface, Dos Heist in Aveda Begoli of Apoel, which means that the Aveda that we need to do and the Aveda that actually happens, Kump Menashe Friyeve Ephraim. Menashe comes before, is a step above Ephraim. Eide Meken Uftan in Eretz Ani, because before a person can hope to accomplish in the place of Golus, as a Zolzain Ephrani Elakim, that I should be able to flourish, in other words, flourish the way Hashem wants us to flourish in Golus, Asei Toiv, by accomplishing great things, Muzmin Zichfrir Bavorin and Amazol Nishbav Vikt Verim Funuchesh Golus. Suri Mara, the first step has to be not to allow the surrounding environment to impact us. We can't get caught up in the surrounding environment before we can hope to accomplish something and transform the surrounding environment, the darkness. So how do we accomplish that? Durch ständige Gedenken und sein Verbunden mit Beis Abi, the way that we don't allow ourselves to get pulled into the Golus is by always remembering and being connected to the home of my father, meaning to the truth, to the pre-Golus situation. And that has to come before the Aveda of Ephraim. So therefore, in the order of birth, who is the Bechair? That's the first step. That's the very first inyan of Aveda, is what Menashe accomplishes. The Baal Dober is the Gavon is the Aliyah, Ephraim. But since ultimately the purpose of Golus is Ephraim, to be able to grow to a higher level, the Ribber is Birchas Yaakov. Therefore, the Bracha of Yaakov, the Bracha of Nesin Yiskayach Mumayla, what Yaakov is able to bequeath to the Yidden, in other words, to draw down a Kayach from above, if the Avodah the Golus, the Avodah the Golus, in order to be able to deal with the Avodah of Golus, is Ephraim Choshever. In that matter, Ephraim takes precedent because that's the purpose of Golus, is what Ephraim is accomplishing. And therefore, by Yosem is Ephraim, Lufnei Menashe, that's why Yaakov put Ephraim ahead of Menashe. Hey, Atifera Hasbara in them, to see this on a deeper level. In dem Ile v'Yisrem v'stutzich uf in Aiden, durch der Aveide von Cheshach HaGolus, and Ephraim kame in Yonim. In the way that a Yid is able to reach a higher level through the Golus, through his Avodah and Golus, there are a number of approaches to this, there are a number of steps to this. Number one, the Yerida Rufta Reizdem Teikif HaNeshama Nishtu Bavigd Veren Fundem Cheshach HaGolus. The fact that a Yid finds themselves in a descent, in a lower place, it brings out the greater powers from the Neshama because of the darkness, because you're met with this wall of darkness, the Golus. Therefore the Neshama is illuminated, sparks up in order to deal with the darkness. And the way that if a person just sails along without any opposition, without any resistance, so then it only takes a certain amount of kayach, it only reveals, brings out a certain amount of ability to be able to deal with these situations. But if there is an opposition, if there is resistance, there is a much greater response. It calls out much greater, deeper kaychas from the person because of the opposition. Bal derech mashen shenem are similar to what it says in the pasuk, tzomelecha nafshi, my soul thirsts for you. The reason why my soul thirsts is because I find myself in an arid desert. So then I become thirsty for Hashem. If when you're surrounded by Kedusha, it doesn't bring out such a thirst for Hashem. And then the following pasuk says, "Came b'kodesh chazisicha." So in holiness I should see you. And we are taught that this what this means is that halavai, it should be that when I'm in the shul, I should have this feeling of thirst and longing to Hashem, as I do when I'm far away from Hashem. Number two, tifer defun, a deeper level than this, a deeper revelation of the neshama. Durach hayedida gedayla brings chareiz the tifer toikif neshama. By a greater descent, it brings out a greater power impact of the neshama. Was hotnish keina hagbolis, that essence of the neshama, the level within the neshama that has no limitations. Was matzadem hota bekayach nishna to bleiben ganz in the golus. As the golus peilt nish kein yerida in them. So that brings out a certain level from the neshama that not only should the neshama, so should the golus not have any effect on him, and that it shouldn't drag the person down to the level of golus, not adarabba, but to the contrary. So virken afem, if zayin arum, that he should be able to, that the person should impact the surrounding environment, un em oifeb in zayin darga, and to lift up the dark golus to the level of the neshama. Bis zum hapach zayin mcheshech ha-golus later, until he is able to transform the darkness of golus to light. So there is, first of all, that it brings out a resistance to the golus, that we shouldn't allow ourselves to be pulled into the golus. A deeper level is not only should we not drop down to the level of the golus, but that we are able to trend to elevate the golus to the level of the neshama. That's a deeper level. Aber die zwei Unionen sind noch an Ingen wie Yisra und Yisrael, was kommt in den Neshama mit Zadatzma. But both of these levels are both reaching into the Neshama itself. These are just levels which are already contained in the Neshama. Siz bleis was der Iloi, was is da in the Neshama, wird am Pleg durch der Aveide in Golus. It's only that the neshama has these powers, both of them, but they're buried deep within the neshama, and under normal circumstances, the neshama wouldn't be able to call out these deep levels and this power that it has. And through the darkness of the golos, the neshama, it allows the neshama to release and to reveal those powers that it has within it. However, there's a third level. There is also a level as kumto betzu in the neshama mitzad ir avayde in golus nocha hechere inyan. But the truth is that when the neshama is confronted by golus, it brings out in the neshama even something greater than what we just talked about, revealing from within itself deeply contained powers. The third level is durch dem was memacht ibedem chayshach hagolus leir, when a person is able to transform the darkness of golus into light. This even gains for the neshama a higher level that the neshama never had before that. Not that it was buried deep within it and the golus allowed it to shine forth. It never had that level to begin with. But dogmas about tshuva, similar to what we say about tshuva, that because he deals with the darkness, he now has Zachias, he now has mitzvahs which came from the averis that he did. In other words, he was before he did those averis, he never had the ability to be able to have those kinds of higher level spiritual powers. It's only because he dealt with the golus that now he has a transformative ability for even the darkness, and the darkness gives him a greater power that he never had to begin with. Mashenkin ba tzaddik, whereas a tzaddik never has this opportunity. He is only able to deal with what the neshama has on its own. He doesn't have the ability to go beyond the neshama, which Jabal Tshuva does, and therefore that's the third level of the neshama, that it's able to gain such levels which it never had to begin with. Lekutei Sichas Chelek Tezvav, Parsha Vechi, Sicha Beis. In Heintige Seder Ved erzählt, this week's parasha tells us, wie Yosef hat weggestellt seine zwei Söhne Ephraim und Menashe, how Yosef placed his two sons, Ephraim and Menashe, for Yankov, before Yaakov, as is also mentioned, that he should give them a bracha. Had Yankov arugelig sein rechte hand to Ephraim, so Yaakov crossed over his hands. Yosef put them in an order that the Menashe should be on Yaakov's right, because he was the older one, and Ephraim should be on his left. But Yaakov crossed his hands, and he put his right hand on Ephraim's head, and his left hand on Menashe. Then Yosef does the zen. So when Yosef saw what he did, is vayeda be'enav. This did not appeal to Yosef that he should do it that way. Vayeimer Yosef loviv. So Yosef said to his father, loikein avi. That's not how to do it, O father. Kizem Menashe abchayr sim yemincha al reishay. Because this one, meaning Menashe, is the older one. Put your right hand on his head. Had Yaakov geemfert. Yaakov answered, yedaiti b'ni yedaiti. Yes, I know that he's the older one. Gam hu, he also will be great. V'ulam achiv akad yigdol mimenu, but his younger brother Ephraim will be greater than him. V'yasem es Ephraim lufnei Menashe, and he situated Ephraim before Menashe. In other words, he put him ahead of Menashe. Dafen verstehen, so we have to understand about this. Das was abecher bakumt agresser ebrocha b'yala andere kinder. This, that a Bechor gets a greater blessing than the rest of the children, is that the Farvas HaBechor hot in zich ha-maila, v'chshivas. The reason is because a Bechor has a certain quality and importance, l'gabe the andere kinder, in comparison to the other children. Hein v'bald, as Ephraim is gresser b'maila v'menashe, so if, as Yaakov said, Ephraim is really greater than Menashe, ochav akot niyiglu memenu, as he said, the younger brother will become greater than the older. Favoshe is milmailo oizgestalt gevarnas v'nashos zayin the b'chayil of Ephraim. So then why did Hashem organize it in such a way that Menashe should be the oldest born, the b'chayil? Then he should have made Ephraim the oldest one, and he should be the, since he is the greater one, he should have been the firstborn. Is the fun gedrungen, so from this we can understand as trotz dem basachem akad niyiglu memenu, that although, notwithstanding the fact that the younger one Ephraim will be greater, is abada maile Menashe l'gabe Ephraim, there is still a certain quality that Menashe has that Ephraim doesn't have. Umetzad od der maile is erde b'chir fun Yosef, and because of this quality that Menashe possesses, that's why he was the b'chir of Yosef. Nor b'shaychus sebirchus Yaakov, but as it pertains vis-a-vis the bracha of Yaakov, is wichtig der inyan velcher Ephraim is hechav Menashe. To that issue, what was more important and more relevant was the greatness that Ephraim has, rather than the greatness of Menashe. And the ribbe v'yosef is Ephraim lufnei Menashe. Therefore, in regards to the bracha, Yaakov put his right hand on Ephraim because his quality, his importance, was what was relevant to the bracha. Menashe had a quality that was relevant to being the bechayr of Yosef, but it didn't pertain to the bracha of Yaakov. Noch haninyan edem, another matter on this idea. Bigeret merer amol, as discussed many times, is by tzaddikim befrat by the avos v'shvatim, by tzaddikim, especially tzaddikim like the avos and the shvatim, nitshayich ken toros chas v'sholem. It's not possible to say that they made a mistake. They didn't understand the situation properly. Especially those things which they did, which are recorded in the Torah of truth. So certainly the way they did it and the way they expected it are the truth. That is how it needs to be. And since Torah is there to teach us a way of life, so that which a tzaddik, one of the shvatim or one of the others does or says in the Torah, is not just merely he happens to be correct, but it also is a lesson to us. We need to know how to act in our lives based on that as well. The fun is moving, so from this we understand as Yosef's tiny kizabacher simyum in chal reishai. So Yosef's position that this is the Bechor, Menashe is the Bechor, and therefore put your right hand on his head. It's not because he made a mistake, he misread the situation, Chas v'Shalom. And didn't understand that Ephraim would be greater than him. Nor it's only because Yosef was of the opinion that the quality that Menashe has, and it's because of that quality, as we said, that Menashe was the Bechair, that he held that Menashe's quality was even greater and more important than Ephraim's quality, and therefore he's the one that should get the greater bracha. Thus haste, in other words, as beide inyonim, that both of these things, sai dosas Yosef had gehalten as the milu from Menashe is hecha, both the opinion that Yosef had, which is that the quality that Menashe had was greater, when sai Yaakov shita, and also Yaakov's opinion as Ephraim is hecha, that Ephraim is greater, zainanem is, both of them are true. Mitzad inyonim abadosas shul Yosef is Menashe Hecher. What this means only is that from the way Yosef had his Seder Avodah, the way he served Hashem, for his service of Hashem, Menashe's quality was greater. And the way Yaakov did his Avodah, in his world, Ephraim is greater. When the Far Zetman, and therefore we see, as Benegeyat Zivuli Yosef Yulat Shnei Bonim is a Becher Menashe, that as far as when to Yosef were born two children, Menashe was the Bechair. In Yosef's world, Menashe is the Bechair. Was in Bechair state, and Koyach, Av, Merbi, and the other kinder, as we said, that in the Bechair, the influence of the father is greater, or the qualities of the father are expressed more in the Bechair, more than the other children. Mashenkin is a Yachas Yaakov. However, when it came to their relationship with Yaakov, Shnei Banecha Liheim, Yaakov said that your two children, he said to Yosef, they are going to be considered like my children, not like my grandchildren, but directly my children. And what was the order that he put them? Ephraim and Menashe, ki Reuben and Shimon Yuli. Ephraim and Menashe would be like Reuben and Shimon. So he put Ephraim far Menashe. Yaakov put Ephraim before Menashe. Eris Kiruvim Bechair Yaakov, because Ephraim is like the Ruvain, which is the Bechair of Yaakov. So we see in the Psukim also expressed that Menashe was Yosef's Bechair, so to speak, and Ephraim was Yaakov's Bechair. Dem Chilut Tzish Menashe and Ephraim, this difference between Menashe and Ephraim, and Oich Vider Ilui from Menashe is Shaykh to Yosef and from Ephraim to Birchus Yaakov, and also the difference that the equality in which Menashe was greater, that's something that relates to Yosef, and the quality in which Ephraim was greater is more connected to Yaakov, at least to the bracha of Yaakov. That mefashtein from the unterschieds in Zeir and Emet will understand the difference in what their qualities are and how they pertain to Yosef and Yaakov from their names themselves. Beidin Nemen Menashe al shem kinashane lekim es kol amaliv es kol beis avi. Both names include, which also include Menashe. Why was he called Menashe? As the pasuk says, because Hashem dislocated me from my father's home. Or in the simple translation, that Hashem made me forget all of my troubles, my past troubles, and my whole family from back home. And Ephraim was called Al Shem Ki Yifrani Elokim Be'eretz Ani, because Hashem allowed me to flourish in the land of my pain. In other words, in Mitzrayim. Both those names, Drikn Ois, the Gefilim, the Yerida in Mitzrayim, Hat Arizgur of Yosef, and they both express the feelings that Yosef experienced because of his having gone down to Mitzrayim. Now, yet the nomen is a Fakerte Kotzer, but each name expresses the opposite emotion. The name Menashe, Dermont Yosef, and Osnashani, Beis Avi. The name Menashe reminds Yosef of his father's home, as a gefinzich in an ort, was machta wegspringen und vergessen Beis Avi. What it called out in him was a feeling that when I am in Mitzrayim, it causes me to be dislocated and to forget my father's home, what I grew up with. In other words, es drückt oisa sein Chuke, it expresses his longing, nicht zu vergessen, that he shouldn't forget, nor zu sein verbunden mit Beis Avi, that he wants to be connected to his father's home. He was bemoaning that he was dislocated and forgot his father's home. He wanted to be connected to his father's home. Dakegne Ephraim, on the other hand, Ephraim, Ephrani Elokim Be'eretz Onyi, which expresses that Hashem allowed him to flourish in Mitzrayim, is Hashem Avodah, he thanks Hashem, of them Ilu Be'yisr Nefrani, on the things that he reached and he was able to accomplish, but which is expressed by the word Ephrani, but is in Givorin Mitzrayim, what he was able to accomplish and that he was able to grow in Mitzrayim. So Menashe expresses his longing for his home, his father's home. Ephraim expresses that he was successful in Mitzrayim. Die zwei Inyan, was eine verbunden mit den zwei Fanim in der Avoide von Aiden Be'eretz Onyi in Golus. And these two types of Avoide, or these feelings express, they signify the two types of Avoide that a Yid has to go through in Golus. Ein Eifen is one method, one approach to Golus is Horvet of Nishtuba Virktveren von sein Sviva. A Yid works hard not to become influenced by the environment that he lives in, the environment of Golus. Doch bleiben zugeburen mit Beis Avi, by remaining connected, always remembering where he comes from, the Matzavi is given far the Yirida in Golus, the situation as it was before Golus. The Monser Keseder as a Gefinzich and a Matzav, was macht vergessen Beis Avi. He is always aware, always cognizant of the fact that I find myself in a place which is trying to pull me away from my memories of my father's home. Und das Poelt, das ist auch nicht vergessen, and because he's aware of this, he works very hard not to allow it to happen, to always remember where I come from. A zweiter Eifen is another approach is, Er is, und sein Avoide is, in Eretz Yoni. I find myself, and my Avoide is meant to be carried out in the place of Golus. In the Mechayshach HaGolus, Biz, in an Eifen, as by M is Nishto, Eif HaZoifel, there's a Koran from Beis Avi. And it even reaches a point where it's important that I don't remember, I don't go back to my memories of old, and I work in the situation that I am in now. Und dorten Horaveter, and in the place where I am now, that's where I put in my efforts. The purpose is to illuminate the darkness in which I am now with the light of Kedusha. And because I bring a greater light to the darkness that I'm in, this allows me to become more illuminated as well. It elevates me to a new level. Until, as expressed by what Yosef said, Hashem allowed me to flourish dafke in the place of my pain. In other words, it's only because I'm in Golus that I'm able to flourish and to reach a higher level even than when I was in the place of my father. So the Ifrani, the second approach is, we don't have to work so much with the past. We have to deal with the present and the future. We have to deal with the Cheshach HaGolus, and this is where our Avodah is meant to be carried out, and there's more to be gained here, and therefore I also can grow to a higher level because of the Golus. Dalit. Dose de Tam, Favos Ephraim is Yigdol Memenu, and that's the reason why Ephraim is going to be greater for Menashe. Val the Tachlis Ha'ilui from the Yerida in Mitzrayim, because what was the ultimate purpose of going down to Mitzrayim, and Golus Bechlau, and in a general sense, Evi Golus? Is Yerida Tzarech Aliyah, the purpose is that you have to go down a level in order to be able to grow to a higher level than you were before. Hechavi Kedem Yerida, higher than before you went down. Nishnor, der Nish Vergessen Beis Avi. Not that the preoccupation of Golus should be not to forget what I had in the past, because then you get stuck in the past, and that's, you can't go higher than you were in the past. The main purpose of Golus is Narbe Iketsu Uftan in Golus. The main reason that we went to Golus is in order to be able to accomplish something with the Golus, something greater than we had before. As a result, that there should be a new level should be reached as a result of having gone down and get down into Golus, which is expressed by the words, Hashem allows me to flourish in the place of the Golus. Le'idach is Menashe the Bechor. That's the greatness of Ephraim. On the other hand, Menashe is the firstborn. Valin Leida v'izgalus, because in the birthright, in the birth order, in other words, the way things are revealed to us, the way things are on the surface, Dos heist in Aveda Begolu Yubapoyel, which means that the Aveda that we need to do and the Aveda that actually happens, Kum Menashe Friye v'Ephraim. Menashe comes before, is a step above Ephraim. Eide Meken Uftan in Eretz Ani, because before a person can hope to accomplish in the place of Golus, as a Zolzayin Ephraim Elikim, that I should be able to flourish, in other words, flourish the way Hashem wants us to flourish in Golus, Asei Toiv, by accomplishing great things, Muzmin Zichfrir Bavorin and Amazol Nishbav Vigtverim Funuchesh Golus. Surah Mara, the first step has to be not to allow the surrounding environment to impact us. We can't get caught up in the surrounding environment before we can hope to accomplish something and transform the surrounding environment, the darkness. So how do we accomplish that? Durch ständig gedenken und sein verbunden mit Beis Avi, the way that we don't allow ourselves to get pulled into the Golus is by always remembering and being connected to the home of my father, meaning to the truth, to the pre-Golus situation. And that has to come before the Aveda of Ephraim. So therefore, in the order of birth, who is the Bechor? That's the first step. That's the very first inyan of Aveda, is what Menashe accomplishes. The Baal Dober is the Gavon is the Aliyah, Ephraim. But since ultimately the purpose of Golus is Ephraim, to be able to grow to a higher level, the Riber is Birchas Yaakov. Therefore, the Bracha of Yaakov, the Bracha ben Esinizkeich Mumayla, what Yaakov is able to bequeath to the Yidden, in other words, to draw down a koyach from above, the avoda de golus, in order to be able to deal with the avoda of golus, is Ephraim chashuver. In that matter, Ephraim takes precedent because that's the purpose of golus, is what Ephraim is accomplishing, and therefore vayosim is Ephraim lufnei Menashe. That's why Yaakov put Ephraim ahead of Menashe. Hey, Atifera has brought in them to see this on a deeper level. In dem Ile v'Yisrael was tut sich uf in Aiden durch der Aveide von Cheshach HaGolus and Efran Kame in Yonim. In the way that a Yid is able to reach a higher level through the Golus, through his Aveide and Golus, there are a number of approaches to this, there are a number of steps to this. Number one, the Yeride ruft arayz dem Teikif HaNeshama nicht zu bewegt werden von dem Cheshcha Golus. The fact that a Yid finds themselves in a descent, in a lower place, it brings out the greater powers from the Neshama because of the darkness, because you're met with this wall of darkness, the Golus. Therefore, the Neshama is illuminated, sparks up in order to deal with the darkness. In the way that if a person just sails along without any opposition, without any resistance, so then it only takes a certain amount of kayach, it only reveals, brings out a certain amount of ability to be able to deal with the situations. But if there is an opposition, if there is resistance, there is a much greater response. It calls out much greater, deeper koyches from the person because of the opposition. Bal derech mashenemar, similar to what it says in the pasuk, tzomelecha nafshi, my soul thirsts for you. Vayel eretz be'eretz tziyah, the reason why my soul thirsts is because I find myself in an arid desert. So then I become thirsty for Hashem. If when you're surrounded by kedusha, it doesn't bring out such a thirst for Hashem. Came and then the following pasuk says came b'kodesh chazisicha, so in holiness I should see you. And we are taught that this what this means is that halavai, it should be that when I'm in the shul I should have this feeling of thirst and longing to Hashem as I do when I'm far away from Hashem. Number two, tifedefun, a deeper level than this, a deeper revelation of the neshama. Durach hayedida gedayla brings chareiz the tifere toikif in neshama. By a greater descent, it brings out a greater power impact of the neshama. Vas hotnish kena hadbolis, that essence of the neshama, the level within the neshama that has no limitations. Vas matzadem hotte bekayach nishno to bleib in ganz in the golus. As the golus peilt nish ken yerida in them. So that brings out a certain level from the neshama that not only should the neshama, so should the golus not have any effect on him, and that it shouldn't drag the person down to the level of golus, not adarabba, but to the contrary. So virkin afem, if zain arum, that he should be able to, that the person should impact the surrounding environment, un em oifabin su zain darga, and to lift up the dark golus to the level of the neshama. Bis to mahapach zainim cheshcha golus later, until he is able to transform the darkness of golus to light. So there is, first of all, that it brings out a resistance to the golus, that we shouldn't allow ourselves to be pulled into the golus. A deeper level is, not only should we not drop down to the level of the golus, but that we are able to trend to elevate the golus to the level of the neshama. That's a deeper level. But both of these levels are both reaching into the neshama itself. These are just levels which are already contained in the neshama. Sis blois was der iloi was is da in the neshama vet am pleg durch der avoide in golus. It's only that the neshama has these powers, both of them, but they're buried deep within the neshama, and under normal circumstances the neshama wouldn't be able to call out these deep levels and this power that it has. And through the darkness of the golus, the neshama, it allows the neshama to release and to reveal those powers that it has within it. However, there's a third level. There is also a level, as kumto betzu in the neshama mitzad ir avayde in golus, nocha hechere inyin. But the truth is that when the neshama is confronted by golus, it brings out in the neshama even something greater than what we just talked about, revealing from within itself deeply contained powers. The third level is, when a person is able to transform the darkness of golus into light, this even gains for the neshama a higher level that the neshama never had before that. Not that it was buried deep within it and the golus allowed it to shine forth. It never had that level to begin with. But dogmas about tshuva, similar to what we say about tshuva v'lachat, eich zachiyus v'lachazani gevoren, mizdoynes, that because he deals with the darkness, he now has zachiyus, he now has mitzvahs, which came from the averis that he did. In other words, he was, before he did those averis, he never had the ability to be able to have those kinds of higher level spiritual powers. It's only because he dealt with the golus that now he has a transformative ability for even the darkness, and the darkness gives him a greater power that he never had to begin with. Mashenkin ba'at tzaddik, whereas a tzaddik never has this opportunity. He is only able to deal with what the neshama has on its own. He doesn't have the ability to go beyond the neshama, which a bal tshuva does, and therefore that's the third level of the neshama, that it's able to gain such levels which it never had to begin with.